Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. We'll be joined shortly by Barbie Ingley from the International Pain Foundation, and she has an amazing array of areas of expertise, both from personal experience and from helping people around the world. We should be connected in just a moment. Of course, the hearings are going on now, the Senate hearings regarding the so-called Russian investigations, which is not only a shame, but also, how can I say this, a disruption of the normal operation of government that puts all of us Americans in danger, that the government is about the business of taking care of America and the business of America. They're distracted by this foolishness that Russia somehow changed the election, when in fact it was real simple that Hillary Clinton didn't campaign in the Rust Belt states, didn't have a message other than don't vote for Trump, and was a terrible candidate. So we're going to be joined in a second. I think, Barbie, are you there?
I am here. Thank you so much for having me today.
I was amazed at the list of areas of expertise that you have. When I look at your list there, I think, whoa, this lady is a genius at pain. She understands exactly what's going on in terms of pain issues. And I'm just going to go down through the list and we'll kind of touch on some of them. First off, you yourself have written a book called From Wheels to Heels, which means you've recovered yourself using some very advanced and novel technologies for healing and recovery from chronic pain syndrome, fibromyalgia. We're going to kind of touch on this and in future programs about access to proper and timely care, navigating the healthcare system, which you're an expert at, patient advocacy, because it's very hard for people to get proper care. I know the most frustrating thing I did in my practice before I retired in 2004 was navigating pain patients through the pain system. And I was a consultant for all the main pain clinics in Colorado, doing sensory nerve mapping of A-delta and C-fibers, and also assisting on Fridays in the operating theater at the Anschutz Center, putting in spinal pumps and stimulators and transferable nerve blocks, getting ready to do my own pain boards. The persecution of doctors to treat pain is also pretty intense. I mean, because I would say of the 50 or 60 pain patients I had at the time, half of them were terminal with cancer. The other half had things, terrible syndromes associated with autoimmune disease or with diabetic neuropathy or chronic fibromyalgia of a very significant and extremely disabling type. And I didn't get a lot of empathy from the insurance carriers or the state medical board even when we adhered to all the guidelines. So, and then we talk about reflex sympathetic dystrophy, misdiagnosis. A lot of time people can have pathology on an x-ray or MRI scan, but they don't have pain and vice versa. They can have pain without a whole lot of what appears to be evident pathology on plain x-rays or MRI. TMJ dysfunction, endometriosis, which is a major cause of abdominal and pelvic pain in women. It's almost like a pseudotumor. Basically, people should need to understand that endometriosis is not a minor condition. It's very common because of the toxic pollutants in our environment. The first, if you want to call it females, were not female humans, were female sheep. Who were identified, I think, in Wisconsin and Minnesota, that actually they found large amounts of toxins exposing the sheep and causing endometriosis. So the xenotoxins are a major trigger factor. We don't understand the whole pathology, but it definitely triggers some genetic changes. It's almost like a tumor, the way it behaves. Oral orthotics, stem cell therapy for chronic pain, which you're an expert on. The increase in abuse of deterrent medications, patient caregiver education, and of course, what people don't understand is your organization that does a lot of advocacy, not only to health providers, but also legislative effects that need to be addressed, especially in the new health bill, because I think that if I remember correctly, the percentage of people in America that suffer some form of chronic pain syndrome is up to 40% of adults. It's very big, and probably 10 to 20% of children that have any serious medical problem have a pain syndrome. So it's not a minor factor, it's a major factor, and it's probably one of the most time-consuming, disabling, and serious problems, and it's increasing in frequency in our society. So before we get into some of the other issues, I'd like you to pick out which one you want to talk about today. These are, of course, sent out in our RSS feed all over the place, and, of course, I would like to invite you to send out, if you have other videos or other material you want to send out to our podcast network, we'll fire it all everywhere. And let's start doing some simulcast videos, because this information needs to get through the health providers and people that are organizing it, like Dr. Price at Health and Human Services, because we are not doing a good job. We're also, the few doctors that do try to treat pain, are either inadequately trained. There are people that are abusing drugs and often sliding off the edge into what we call hillbilly heroin or OxyContin or fentanyl, when in fact these can rescue people for short-term, but long-term treatment with these medications actually is a very deep hole. And so let's. What topic would you like to cover today, Barbie?
Today, I think we should talk about patient advocacy.
And okay, good.
I think that we should talk about advocacy because we have, what's going on with the new health care bill, and, you know, people are freaking out and they don't know what to do, and we already had trouble getting things covered because Obamacare wasn't too good or sustainable as well, and people with chronic diseases are affected most because the system is set up to work on acute conditions.
Yeah, exactly. And also the insurance carriers look at chronic conditions as basically a situation where they're going to lose a lot of money. And so because of that profit motive in there and the current health care scheme since Obamacare, people with chronic conditions, including pain, are often the last on the list to get any help.
Exactly. And so that's why it's important not only to be your own advocate and understand and learn and know the system, but also advocate with our legislators and go in and talk to them and plant stories and teach them how to remember us when they're making the legislation.
And exactly. Now, I put together a video on healthcare, and it's pretty radical. It goes beyond any socialist and or communist country to a kind of healthcare where these are the factors that need to be dealt with, which basically they're playing around the edges of it. Even Dr. Price and even Dr. The head of the Senate committee that's looking at this, I think there's a committee of like 10 or 12 over at the Senate that are looking at healthcare. The first thing is we need to get rid of malpractice. We need to have mediation so doctors are monitored. We need to also make sure that people have ongoing training. Being out 10 or 20 years in practice doesn't mean you're current. And you have to make sure, and the pain is a particular area where the science and the art of it is advancing very, very rapidly. We talked about that in the last visit. The next
when
thing
it comes
is
to chronic pain, the providers in the United States, most of them get about 5 hours in their whole educational classes that has to do with chronic pain. But there's over 150 diseases that involve pain.
Right.
So it's something that does not get the education it needs by providers, for sure.
Absolutely. Now, let's go back to look at some of the other things. I just want to mention some of these factors I put in my plan without getting too long-winded.
Okay.
The second thing is we need to have where there's no more insurance companies. It needs to be, I think, a VAT or value-added tax that goes through to the county. And it's managed by patients and health providers. It should have nothing to do with politicians, either state or federal. We need to make sure that we do adequate training so that if you're going to get rid of malpractice, we need to have ongoing training and testing of all of our health providers. We also need lateral training. So someone can start off as a medic and become, say, a pain expert or a surgeon or a nurse practitioner can become an obstetrician. So we need to have lateral training. We need to also have a system where we have what we call preventive care. So before someone develops a really chronic pain condition, you can often intervene early enough if you find out what's going on in terms of the metabolic and immunological and toxicological parameters before they go down this very deep hole, and then they're really, hard to rescue. The problem I see with Obamacare is 90% of people couldn't even afford the copays, and the insurance carriers and the physicians were basically being driven out of practice. So Obamacare has driven a lot of doctors and a lot of services out of business altogether, because they'll pay for some big-ticket items, but they won't pay for other things that will actually heal people or do preventive care. So so let's how do you steer people through the system? Like, let's say you've got Mrs. X, and I just got an email yesterday about a patient with a chronic pain syndrome, because I get, sometimes dozens of consults every day from literally physicians and patients all over the world. And they're always disasters. And by the way, it's not just America. Don't think that it's wonderful in France or Germany or Canada or whatever. The healthcare systems everywhere are screwed up. The best of the best so far is South Korea, believe it or not. But they still have a long way to go. If they implemented my plan, it would cost a fraction. No one would ever pay insurance. no one would ever be denied. No one would ever worry about access to services and rehab or whatever. We just do the best thing based on the latest knowledge of the art and science of anything in medicine, including genetics and epigenetics and stem cell therapy. For example, it's my belief that everybody in the country should have their bone marrow stored at more than one location, and it should be part of this so-called system that if you need stem cell or other types of treatment to help modify your immune system 10 or 20 years from now, it should be able to be done so from a bank that's your own stem cells.
I actually have my own stem cells stored in a bank currently. So
yeah,
so you're, and I've gone through.
I figured that. You're too smart. You're way ahead of me. So
I don't understand why you would need it in more than one bank. Is that in case something happens at that bank?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you want to make sure it's more than one bank because let's say, for example, you have New Orleans and they have a major storm that destroys the bank or loses the power and all of a sudden things go kaflooey. You want to have more than one just to have insurance. It's unlikely to have a catastrophic event at two places. So you want to split
Your plan, would the cost all be incurred by the patients? Or
No. There'll be no insurance. It would be a VAT. You'd hire everybody on salary. There'd be no fee for service. The county and the patients would actually hire people. There'd be no state politicians or federal. The money would be based on a profile of the population's size and their demographics. So if there was a majority in, say, a town in California that had a lot of senior citizens, they have a certain kind of profile, say, hey, we need X number of dollars. And the VAT would go through, and we would make sure that there's poor areas of the country that they still are provided basically equivalent care anywhere they are. The total portability, too. So if a doctor is licensed in Alaska and he wants to retire, part of the problem, for example, is that the current system is very much against, let's say, if you previously sued. I remember one of my friends is a neurosurgeon. She's the director of neurosurgery training at the University of Colorado, and there were about 4 or 5 procedures that she couldn't do because she couldn't afford the malpractice insurance costs to cover the cost of actually doing the procedures. So because she'd been sued, even though she successfully won, her rates went up so high she couldn't actually do the procedures anymore. And that's ridiculous. I mean, here's the head professor of neurosurgery at the university, and she couldn't do the procedures. Or you might have a female doctor or a nurse practitioner who wants to work part-time. They should be, if they're paid a salary and they don't have malpractice costs, they can have a family or have an avocation. Let's say they're doing something else. They're playing an orchestra, or they like to go boating if they're in, say, their early 70s and they're a surgeon and they've been operating for 50 years and have perfect health. Why don't they, can't they scrub in for 3 mornings a week to do surgery and then go off and play with their boat after lunch? I mean, to me, we throw away people and we throw away patients because we don't let, say, chronic pain patients get adequate care. I can remember fighting for sometimes a year or two just to get patients in, even after I did a nerve mapping in for a transforaminal nerve block or a pump or stimulator, which about 35 to 40% of patients actually qualify for based on very strict criteria. But the insurance carriers and the healthcare system just throws these people aside, and that was the most frustrating thing. It wasn't dealing with sick patients. It was dealing with a sick healthcare system.
Absolutely. And that's where you said, where do we start? Well, since we can't have the value-added tax right now, hopefully down the road it sounds like it could be something viable, and we need to start talking about
They're eventually going to have to go to a single payer. But unless they control malpractice costs, big pharma, big Medica, and make a level playing field between technologies, including things like platelet-rich plasma or stem cell injections, other technologies, including what I'm developing called morphogenic field therapy, and even organ printing, I've developed a nutraceutical that is going to be an oral form called a DR form of Mountain Red Velvet, and I've worked out a way of making a surgical form for printing organs, which I'll have a patent on probably by the end of this year, early next year. What we need to understand is that we don't really have a healthcare system. We have an embalming care system. We're basically...
For sure.
Because when you crystallize it down, it's embalming care. We're going to replace Obamacare Lite with embalming care, which basically means... And the problem is it's going to bankrupt the country because the population ages and gets sicker because we have a more toxic world. We're not going to afford it. We're not going to afford it. And the only other option is to kill people, which... I saw Ezekiel Emanuel. Yeah, and I changed Ezekiel's name, by the way. I do this regularly. I have a whole dictionary of what I call deagleisms. And his name has been changed to Easy Kill Emanuel.
Wow.
And he was trying to defend Obamacare, saying, hey, all these exchanges, and it's Paul Ryan's fault that he wouldn't pump more money. And I'm thinking, come on, pumping more money into a bad system that delays care on pain patients or allows alternative, you know, gene-based cancer treatments or other kinds of care.
They're denying a third of the population care, and if you don't, if you're part of that third and you don't know how to fight the system and get the care you need, then what is going to happen to you? You're going to commit suicide. You're going to pass away from complications. You're not going to have a purposeful or productive life.
Okay, if you took a profile of the top three or four conditions that kill pain patients, what do you think they are? This is my experience, and it's not based on stats or research, but my experience with it. What do you think the primary top three or four causes of death are?
Suicide's
number one.
Number one.
number two is terminal heart disease, like heart failure.
Yes.
Because they actually are inactive, so they go into heart failure.
Right.
Number three is diabetic complications, including renal failure and so on. And and number
That's
four is cancer rates. The cancer rates in pain patients is incredibly much higher because the underlying cause of chronic pain and cancer are very linked.
Right.
And I've been doing research on this, on the quantum physiology of what causes the link between them and free radicals and genetic activation. And the problem is the medical system. I went into medicine with an equivalent PhD in marine genetics. And I drove my professors crazy by asking them questions they didn't want to answer in an open classroom. And I realized that they kept on saying, you should go back and do a PhD and go into pathology. I said, yeah, but all my patients would be dead, and anything I discover won't get into practice for 100 years. They said, that's good. In other words, shut up, Daigle, and don't ask any more questions to embarrass us in class.
Right. Well, I've had doctors, I've done that with doctors, asking questions and pointing out, like, the fact that opioids activate glia, which increases pain levels, and although the patient doesn't care anymore because of the way it works on the brain, the pain of the patient is still high. And providers will say, well, no, because I'm gonna still let my patients be on opiates because the doctor makes more money or the provider makes more money if the patient is doing certain procedures. That's how they make their bread or butter. Or they have to see the patient every single month when they're on an opioid, which they don't
right.
if not. And
right.
so they get a guaranteed number of patients that are coming through, so they get a guaranteed amount of office visit pays, and that puts their lights on.
Yeah, it's even worse than that. Let me explain my pain theory, which I'm going to publish a video and papers on this year, which is more advanced than any other pain theory I've seen. Unfortunately, I was hoping my colleagues would come up with similar kinds of theories. Here's the pain theory. Number one, there's seven pain gates. The primary pain gate was discovered, the cell complex in the skin was developed by the same gentleman, pathologist, back in the 1920s, that discovered what's called the Langerhans complex in the pancreas. It makes your insulin and glucagon, etc. He also discovered what's called the Langerhans cell complex in your skin at the dermo-epidermal junction. And like the movie Tron, it's like a grid-like pattern. It turns out your skin is actually made of the same material as your brain and your central nervous system. And the grid-like pattern on your skin regulates everything. In other words, without skin, you can't even suffer pain. Isn't that interesting? And
yeah.
I discovered this when I worked at the burn unit in 1987 in Augusta, Georgia, and I thought, this is interesting. People only start screaming when their skin regenerates. No screaming beforehand, even if you're scrubbing off, you know, debris from their being thrown out of a truck or car or gravel or whatever. They don't scream if it got third-degree burns until their skin grows back. Interesting, eh?
Very.
So I did research, and I actually discovered exactly how it works. And it works through a number of receptors, including N-methyl-D-aspartate and other receptors in the skin. And the A-delta and C-fiber synapse all the way up your spinal cord. The A-delta, actually, the only one that synapse to the subthalamic nuclei and project to the cortex of the superior rolandic fissure at the pain receptor areas in your brain. So there's seven gates. When you give narcotics, you actually cut off, because if you give a homeopathic narcotic at the pain gate in your skin, your brain releases beta endorphin and dynorphin that are 100,000 times stronger than any morphine or any other narcotic.
Powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious
Isn't that
pathogens?
Interesting?
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts?
Genetically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. So, Barbie, let's talk about the things that you've done to try to conquer your pain. You did some really novel things. I'm sure you did lots of different rehab, and you also did, I think, didn't you do either platelet-rich plasma or some stem cell therapies and so on also to help you conquer your pain?
I did, and I did stem cell therapy. I also use an oral orthotic. I've done physical therapy, occupational therapy, aqua therapy, mental counseling. And I've also, they've tried surgeries on me. Those only made me worse. The more invasive, the worse I hit.
In fact, that's often the case. That's an almost universal rule. If you operate, you're going to make things worse.
Right. Changing my diet helped. Posture apparel, working on my posture was something that a lot of people don't think about, but it's something that, you know, when your spinal fluid can flow properly, and you'll have less neuroinflammation, which is less pain. So if you can strengthen your back and you can have good posture, and if you need posture apparel to help with that, then that, like I do sometimes, you know, use it. A lot of times when you're in pain, you start curling up or curling forward. It's just something our body does, along with clenching. And if you can work on your posture, especially when your pain is really high, that can also help lower your pain without using medication. But I have used medications, and typically they didn't take the pain away. They made me not care that I had such high pain, but opioid medication specifically didn't take my pain away. And I used infusion therapy. I used lidocaine, and for infusions I use stem cell therapy as well as ketamine, which turns the glia or the pain receptors in your spine and brain off. And that's the thing that got me from Wheels to Heels, which is the title of my current book that's out, is using ketamine therapy, which it doesn't work as well if you use it with opioids because opioids turn on your glia receptors and ketamine turns them off. But it really... made the difference of walking versus being wheelchair bound.
Now, you had to go to a special clinic for ketamine therapy. Where did you go?
I did. I went to Drexel University in Philadelphia and did my initial treatment there. And then one of my doctors here in Arizona saw me go from wheels to heels and said, "Oh my gosh, what did you do?" And I said, "Well, you know, actually, this is only temporary. It did not cure me. It just helped. And I have to do maintenance boosters. And I have been flying back and forth to Pennsylvania to get these boosters. And I asked him if he would do them for me here in Arizona."
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
And he did. And then he ended up opening his clinic up to other patients to do the same treatment. And then he ended up opening up a hospital. But again, money comes into play. And he sold the hospital, and the new owners didn't want to continue on with this treatment option, so it's no longer available here in Arizona for the inpatient version. There is other providers now that are doing the outpatient booster versions that I get and need, but I don't have to take daily medication anymore because of the combination of the stem cell therapy, the oral orthotics, and the ketamine infusions.
Now, what do you, which receptor do you think the ketamine is working on?
Glia.
No, but
I mean, it
receptor?
Works on multiple, but the one that I think makes the difference based on the research studies by Dr. Robert Schwartzman and Dr. Linda Wadkins. Linda Wadkins is at University of Colorado, Boulder campus, and Dr. Schwartzman was at Drexel. And based on what they have done in the study of it, I would say it would be glia.
Yeah, but which receptor? I'll tell you which one my research shows. There's a number that are important, including brain levels of magnesium, but the most important is what's called the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor.
Okay.
NMDA. And you can use NMDA, actually. One of our products is called Brain Power. And the drug companies, actually, in Europe and elsewhere, are trying their very best to put billions in to see if they can steal the vinpocetine, which is what it is, vinpocetine, which is an NMDA receptor blocker. Because you can open a capsule up and put it on your skin, and it'll turn your pain off. Believe it or not, but you take it orally as well. And the NMDA, they want to increase the levels of the drug and turn it into a drug and actually steal it from the nutraceutical doctors like me.
Yeah, and ketamine does work on NMDA receptors, but the glia is where I found the most.
That's where the receptor is, by the way. That's where it's
at. Okay.
Cool, eh?
Yeah.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You gotta let we go? Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer?
And welcome back. So the key question is, how do you help someone? I know you're obviously a genius at all these things because you've suffered yourself and you're very driven. How do you get somebody through this healthcare nightmare? Because I would be awake at night with my patients, some of them in such severe pain there, I was worried they were going to suicide. And some of them did, actually, even though you do everything you can, because the insurance carriers would drag it out, wouldn't get them into the surgical center for a pump or stimulator in the spine or transforaminal nerve blocks. And some of these pain syndromes were affiliated with cancer or with very progressive neurological syndromes. And it was not funny to deal with. The hardest thing wasn't dealing with sick patients. It was dealing with sick insurance carriers. So how do you steer them through this mess to get them some kind of care that makes sense and doesn't make them worse? Because some of the treatments they do, including surgical, will make them worse. For example, I've seen people that I had a medical legal case in the summer of 2000 that I did, that a legal firm in Boulder had great trouble getting a doctor willing to do a review because a spine surgeon, Dr. Michael Jansen, had done a spinoplasty and anterior and posterior titanium cages and PLFI fusions at multiple levels because he said he had an unstable spine, which, by the way, I knew the radiologists were doing research at the Radiological Center in Denver, and there's only a few other centers in the world. They were doing what's called flexion extension MRI scans to look if there was lumbosacral instability syndrome and nerve entrapment of the cauda equina. And the problem is they didn't do these tests. And when I did my IME, I did a sensory nerve mapping with the technology that Dr. Jim Hedgecock and I developed, which was FDA approved in 97. And this technology showed there were a couple of nerves that were, there was no nerve conduction at all of any sensory nerves at all. So they were like dead. And I went and we dug and eventually found medical records that the doctor had actually put screws through the patient's spinal nerve roots. Which when he called me back in August of 2000, he threatened me and said, I know the president of the medical board and I'm going to get your license for reporting me. Now, you got to know that dealing with insurance carriers is no treat. This is one of the worst cases, but on average, I would try to get people in a year, year and a half, 2 years, some, especially veterans. I call it the very awful hospital system, trying to get them care to get into. See, I was working at the Anschutz Center on my own, not being paid a cent, on Fridays to get trained to do interventional pain medicine. Besides nerve mapping, which I did for all the main pain centers in Colorado, including Poudre Valley and Fort Collins and the ones in Denver, and I would tell the pain specialists, this is where your pain generator is and you need to do a transforaminal nerve block, or they are a candidate for a spinal pump or stimulator. And it's, by the way, it's only about a third of the people who are even candidates. And the problem is trying to get the insurance carrier to do it was a nightmare. I mean, it was just like near impossible. I'm sure if I even, the only way I probably could get an immediate approval would be to send in a SWAT team to put them, you know, force them out with a SWAT team to actually sign the damn documents. I mean, it was that bad.
Exactly. One of the, well, a few of the things that I've done, always appeal. And, you know, our providers don't always have the time to write out a full appeal or even know our case well enough.
Ah,
they know
okay.
What,
so in other words, you act as like a paralegal filing for the doctors because they don't have the time, effort, even. Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah, I order my medical records. At the end of each appointment, I order my medical records to be sent to me as soon as they're done. And now with EMRs and electronic medical records, it comes even sooner. But I order them right away, and I put them into binders, and I organize them by provider and date of service, and I use a yellow highlighter and highlight anything in it that stands out as something significant, like the findings and that type of thing, any medications that are listed or that I tried and failed on, so that when the insurance company comes back and says, oh, sorry, we're not going to pay for this medication before you try that medication, or we're not going to allow you to have this procedure, I can fill out an appeal very effectively and quickly, give it to my doctor to look over and make any changes if necessary, and then send in. And that helps my providers out, but it also has gotten me through the prior authorization process as well as fighting step therapy and winning pretty easily. So that's, you know, one of my main things is order your medical records. The second thing is appeal, appeal, appeal. I know it takes time, it takes energy, it takes effort, but if you can get to the treatment that you need sooner, then you'll be doing better in your future. And if you just let those delays and denials stop you, you're not going to improve with your care.
Isn't that interesting? In other words, you were able to put the grunt work into the doctor, or his staff weren't willing or even had the time to do, and because you just...
Or they didn't understand because they're not with me. They're only with me for a half an hour a month, whereas I know what I'm living like, and I'm bedbound or I'm wheelchair-bound. I know my own case better than they know my case, even though they know the medical part better.
Yeah, but you were able to help other people, though, too, doing that. Did you ever
put
and together
so once,
of how to appeal, exactly. In other words?
I do help patients that call and need help with writing their appeal or how to order their medical records. That's at internationalpain.org. We have a form on there that patients can print off and fill in their own information and order their medical records and learn how to do that.
Right.
And so in taking control and organizing your medical records, you can get through appeals and denials a lot quicker so that you do get the treatment that is in your treatment plan that's done between you and your provider.
Now, part of the problem is with fee-for-service system. We need to have people paid on salary, so they're not having to go through pre-approval and so on. You just go in and see them because if you qualify, right. You have the diagnostic criteria, they should just treat you. And you shouldn't have to go through pre-approval and all this garbage.
When I did my infusion therapy at Drexel back in 2009, Dr. Schwartzman worked for university, and it was on a fee basis. So he's like, I don't care if I see one patient or 100 patients. I'm going to do the best for my patients, and I get the same pay no matter what I do.
Because he's on a salary is what you're saying.
He's on a salary. So I got the best care that I've received through 20 years of treatment in that system where he was paid.
That's why you can see what I want is a system where people are paid a salary, and so whether they're seeing five patients or two patients. And the other thing is they should get paid the same whether they're doing a surgical procedure or a pain procedure or getting just talking to the patient and explaining things. It's a crazy system, isn't it?
It is a very crazy system, and the reimbursements are so crazy. Someone can have the same insurance company as me, but different employer where they get their insurance through, and then I get my treatment covered and they don't. But I also found that I went down to my state capitol during a hearing and testified, and the insurance companies were in the room, and some of the insurance companies got up and they testified after me, and then we went into a private session.
Right.
And they were sitting across the table from me, and I went down the line and I said, okay, Blue Cross Blue Shield, this is what I'm hearing from your patients. Cigna, this is what I'm hearing from your patients. Kaiser, this is what I'm hearing from your patients. And after that, things started getting passed. When my insurance would receive a request for me, all of a sudden, they didn't want to be called out in a hearing. They didn't want to be called out in a private session with a legislator, and I started, you know, they not on the record, but I started getting everything passed just from going and speaking up and sharing my story and sharing the stories of other patients that I'm assisting. It started making them go, oh, well, we better shut this lady up. And so I do suggest that people, when they are able to set up appointments with your legislators. Go and talk to them. Let them know what insurance companies are giving you a hassle or a hard time.
In other words, go put a little fear into the insurance carrier and they're less likely to be put
under
the microscope.
That is the sign of the times, I guess, because that's how the system's set up. And some patients say, oh, I'm afraid to speak up or I'm afraid to make any waves because they're not going to cover anything. Well, they're not covering it for you anyways. The system isn't set up for your long-term care.
I'll give an example. Under Obamacare, how much profit do you think the insurance carriers made in America per year the year before Obamacare became active? It was around
went from near $1 billion to multiple
billions. It was $6 billion in profit. What do you think they were making last year in profit, the insurance carriers in America?
Probably 30 or 40 billion.
It was 16 billion. So it's like about three times as much. Now, that's, of course, what they declare. Of course, you remember they write off all kinds of things and do all kinds of fancy dancing so that it doesn't look too bad. But in fact, their declared profits are three times as much. So what Obamacare did is it gave entitlements to insurance carriers, not people.
Right. Absolutely.
Or health providers, by the way. So the health providers are providing novel or we call marginal services.
They don't get paid,
so those services are not available.
Exactly. Or you have to do fundraisers. As a patient, I have had to do personal fundraisers where, you know, I do a bowl-a-thon for Barbie. And people come and bowl and try to help me raise money for medical expenses for treatments that aren't covered by insurance companies.
Wow.
Like stem cell therapy and infusion therapy.
That's kind of crazy, isn't it?
It is absolutely crazy, but that's the system. And so being able to navigate. Now, I know some people have tried to use GoFundMe. It's not as effective. You have to really know how to navigate the GoFundMe system just to be successful in raising money on GoFundMe.
Right. But
it's a tricking of the system because you get people to pledge money before you even go put your need on GoFundMe. And then if you make a certain amount within a certain amount of time from a certain number of pledgers, then GoFundMe will push your post out to even more people. And people see, oh, people have been giving, so then more people give. But if you just post it, you don't have anybody that said, I'll donate, then it's not going to end up in the system in a populated manner where other people see it and donate to whatever it is you're trying to raise money for.
In other words, if it doesn't look popular, people aren't going to donate.
Exactly. And so you get people donating to, like, a new shoe or new clothing line. And they go way over their budget, yet people with medical expenses don't see those same type of
successes. Well, you can see how my system would be better. Now, in Canada, when they set up healthcare back in the 1970s, they had actually followed the lead of some doctors in Nova Scotia and in, I think, Saskatchewan, and set up doctor-organized health plans. Now, my idea with the VAT, which is, by the way, Canada was the 67th nation to do VAT, they still screwed up, even in France and other countries, where they still have fee-for-service and they still have regulatory authorities that kind of squelch, because medicine is an art based on science. And what you're doing is you're kind of a pain artist. You've learned the science of it, and you learned what technologies and what works and what doesn't work, like ketamine therapy. And so what we're not teaching to the health providers, including nurses and doctors, the art and the science of medicine, of how to treat pain patients. And I would say if you actually picked out the top reasons why people go to see a doctor, pain is probably number two or three on the list besides all the other complaints. It's really, really high in terms of the reason why people go to see a doctor. This hurts, that hurts, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. It's from studies I've read, it's the number one reason people go to the doctor.
Right, but I say number two in terms of by comparison to all the other things. In other words, it's probably number one by itself. It's probably number one, but number two because everything else is like in one big glomp. In other words, if you take the 50 or 100 common diagnoses, pain is still number two.
Yeah.
And then by that I mean, by itself, it's number one by a large margin.
Right.
By a large margin. And the problem is, you see, pain is a signal to tell you that something's broken, don't move it. That's how your nervous system works. It's broken. Now, that system itself is not working properly. And when you give narcotics, you actually block the brain's ability to release narcotics. The dynorphin and beta endorphin are thousands of times stronger than anything you can give a person without putting them into respiratory depression and killing them. And the problem is those have to be released locally in the specific nuclei of the brain to turn the pain signal off and it gets to the cortex. When you start treating the skin and the peripheral tissues that generate the pain, then the brain actually just shuts off the pain signal because it says, oh, the problem's going away. That's why when we use our nutraceuticals to heal, say, collagen disruption and other issues, the pain goes away not because you've blocked the pain signal, but because you fixed the problem, like our Collagen Max and our Arthritics and Inflamex and so on. Now, this is a very big problem because our population's aging, the environment's getting more degraded, people are getting more pain, the rate of cancer, the rate of autoimmune diseases, the rate of food allergies because of the toxic things like glyphosate in our food supply, and genetically modified foods increasing, so the percentage of the population that are in chronic pain is increasing, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like you said, there's about 40% of the population that is living with some sort of pain daily. That's a lot of people.
It is indeed a lot of people. So you shepherd people by actually teaching them how get through the system. What about teaching seminars? Are you involved with any of those to try to teach doctors? Because I'm sure
if you go and do patients to providers.
Yeah, providers and patients. Yeah, because my guess is if you walk in there, even though you're a lay person, you probably mm-hmm. know considerably more hundreds of hours of actual knowledge than the average doctor regarding pain than the average doctor, even an internist or a physiatrist mm-hmm. or orthopedic surgeon knows. And their level of knowledge is like what I call Mickey Mouse level compared to, say, yours, in actual experience of what works and what doesn't work and how to get them through the advocacies of the system, because doctors don't have the time. Usually their staff aren't trained to know how to be a patient advocate. So things don't happen. They just don't happen.
Right. You have to, as a patient, the way that our system is set up now, you have to become your own best advocate. And in doing that, it will help the system improve. And when you just give up and you stop fighting and you're just too tired to fight, there's times when I'm tired and I'm like, oh, I'll fight this tomorrow.
Right.
Today I'm just physically not up to it. But if you can stay on top of it, it is hard to get going. But once you get going and you start doing these consistent things like ordering your records and learning how to write your appeals and getting things covered, doing it for your providers, so that they can actually take the time to treat you and take the time to treat their other patients versus sitting there writing appeal after appeal, which isn't done to the best of its potential.
Yeah. Right. The doctors just don't have the time or the emotional bent to do it because they feel it takes them away from actual patient care. Their staff often don't have this training either.
Doing it for your child is important.
What major projects are you working on right now that are moving the whole pain field forward? Because we're reforming what we want in healthcare. It's my feeling that whether this government fixes healthcare, ultimately all Americans are going to want, they call a single-payer system. I don't want to have a big insurance company in a bureaucracy that tells health providers how to practice medicine. I don't want to see Health and Human Services or even the state. For example, the state of Colorado they call it a standard of care for treating pain patients. But the doctors themselves, even on the board, not one of them was a pain doctor. They had no clue what the hell
The HHS actually did come up with the National Pain Strategy, which there was 70 people on the committee that put that together.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you. Barbie, one of the things that you found very effective was stem cell therapy, and I guess you had adipocyte source stem cells from your own fat stores.
Mm-hmm.
The number of stem cells per volume from the fat actually is higher than even the bone marrow, isn't it?
Absolutely. The bone marrow will, for the same amount of fat versus bone marrow, it'll give you like 10,000 stem cells versus 50 million stem cells, or 30 to 50 million stem cells. So it can be given back to you. They clean it and do everything, the processing of it, in their office that day, the day of extraction, and give it back to you. Whereas when you do bone marrow stem cells and they take it from your bone marrow, they have to go and multiply them and grow them, kind of like they're growing a ball of yeast to make a loaf of bread. they have to grow those stem cells. So taking it from the fat is more beneficial because you get more stem cells sooner after
now,
the extraction.
Now, I have some stem cell amplification technologies we have in NutriMedical, and there's several different categories. The first one is we have the Mountain Red Velvet, and we have the highest quality Mountain Red Velvet, but I'm licensing to actually import it and then put it in what's called delayed release capsules, the DR caps. We have a company here in Chula Vista that's going to DR capsule it for us. We'll allow it to be mycelized, and when it's mycelized in a terminal ileum, many of the fragile molecules that are otherwise destroyed by your stomach, pepsin and acid, or the succus entericus, which are the digestive enzymes in the second part of the duodenum, don't destroy these molecules. There's 396 biomolecules and six hormones, and it's my belief that this DR capsule version will allow it to get to the target tissue. So you've combined stem cell therapy like adipocyte therapy, because think of it this way, the Mountain Red Velvet, when it's mycelized, is like bringing all the workers with their wheelbarrows and their construction materials and their glass and their staging to the construction site. The stem cells, like the architects and engineers, arrive, and they roll out all their plans, but there's no workers. So you need to have the building blocks. And these building blocks, by the way, I did my research, and I found out that there's some big holes in medical research. And one of them is I've discovered that there has been some research, but it's very sparse, that the placenta is the is the main generator of biomolecules to build babies. Believe it or not, it's not the mother at all. It's actually the placenta, which is actually part of the baby's genetics. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
That hundreds of biomolecules are actually generated by the placenta that actually build the baby, and it's the maximum rate at which apoptosis occurs, where you destroy old damaged cells and tissues. Now, the idea is, if you're doing an adipocyte stem cell therapy and you take our DRCAP, you're going to get better. We also have MycoD2 that has ergothionine, the first receptor activated by stem cells. And we have other nutraceuticals that help to bring in minerals like indiamines, etc. So,
and these are already available?
These are available right now. We have the amount in red velvet, but the DR will be available probably in a month to 2 months. That'll be available. And I know how to make a surgical or intravenous form, which I'm going to get patents on for surgeons and intravenous for stem cell clinics, and also 3D printing of organs. That'll be available within 1 to 2 years. But I'm getting the patents this year.
Absolutely amazing. And will they do that printing using human cells, like from a particular person?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You can print an organ that'll be genetically identical to yourself. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.